USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department says it seized over $3.6 billion worth of digital currency stolen during a hack of cryptocurrency exchange and arrested two suspects for allegedly trying to launder the proceeds. While consumers around the United States are feeling the effects of inflation, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell gives opening remarks on the Senate floor Tuesday.
More than 80% of Americans say the cost of everyday goods have shot up, and two-thirds disapprove of the job President Biden is doing to help their wallets. Even though American workers have been earning pay raises, inflation is leaving them with less purchasing power than they had in the first place.
With inflation at nearly a 40-year high, consumers have been experiencing a spike in prices for food, gas, and other household items. This is USA Radio News.
Do you suffer from joint pain, knee pain, arthritis? Pick Billy Gerard for Revive One, the roll-on pain reliever. Just shake it, roll it on, and feel the relief. I love snowboarding, but my knees, they feel the pain. Revive One pain reliever changed all that. Shake it, roll it on, and I'm right back on the slopes. Gail G, she said that Revive One relieved her pain and helped her and her husband enjoy their walks again. Put an end to your pain with Revive One. Try Revive One on your pain risk-free. Go to painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland, all one word, .com. Use discount code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Revive One is so confident it'll work for you, there's a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Go to painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporary relief pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
Vice President Kamala Harris is speaking Tuesday at the White House in an outreach campaign event to remind families that by filing their taxes, they can receive the second half of their child tax credit. Vice President Harris says the child tax credit is helping families get out of poverty.
These tax credits are already making a difference. In fact, thanks to the child tax credit, we are on a path to cut child poverty in America by 40%.
A new study is out regarding who's returning to the workforce.
Men, 2-1, outnumbered women landing a job in America as we near the end of the pandemic. More than 1 million men jumped into the job market last month, coming off unemployment payrolls and either looking for a job or getting a job. That's compared to just 39,000 women, according to just released government data. From the West Coast to USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason: results.
This really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Senators are looking at the mental health impacts of COVID on children and teenagers. Idaho Republican Senator Mike Crapo saying the pandemic has brought an increased number of mental health impacts.
The pandemic has intensified feelings of social isolation, helplessness, and anxiety. Rates of psychological distress among young people appear to have increased across the board in the past few years. Unfortunately, even prior to COVID-19, many of these trends pointed in the wrong direction.
Amid New York City opening their first safe injection site for drug users, the Department of Justice is consulting regulators about the appropriate measures that need to be taken in order to open more of these sites across the country. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy is no fan of the safe injection sites.
I don't think when moms and dads lie down at night and America can't sleep, they're worried about clean injection sites and sterile crackpots. The issue, Mr. President, is crime. The issue, Mr. President, is how to stop it, not how to encourage it.
Some public health experts argue safe injection sites reduce the risk of overdosing or spreading disease and provide a safe place to discard used needles. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.